for her. His voice, as familiar as my own heartbeat, washed over me. I felt the warmth of his words envelop me like a soft blanket, soothing away the chill of the night. His face glowed in the flickering light of a campfire. Shadows danced across his strong features, casting an ethereal glow on his skin. His eyes, usually a clear sparkling blue, were now pools of molten gold in the firelight. He extended a hand towards me, his fingers, roughened by years of hard work, were warm and solid in my grasp. He pulled me closer to him, and I felt his heartbeat drumming against my chest. Steady, reliable. Even when I stumble and fall, I whisper. Even when I'm not at my best. His response was immediate, especially then. He said with conviction, his grip on my hand tightened. I love you for who you are, not for what you do or don't do. I nestled into his side, feeling safe and cherished in his embrace. The campfire crackled merrily, sparks flying up into the night sky to join the twinkling stars above. I'm so grateful for your love, I murmured, my voice barely audible over the whispering wind. I know, he replied gently, and that's why I will never stop loving you. I sighed contentedly, snuggling closer to him. The fire crackled on its warm light, painting us in hues of gold and orange. His words echoed in my mind, a mantra of unconditional love and acceptance that seemed to echo throughout the universe itself. In that moment I felt truly loved, not because of anything I had done or achieved, but simply because of who I was. In his arms, under the vast canopy of stars, I found a peace that surpassed understanding. His love was a sanctuary, a refuge that sheltered me from the storms of life. It was a love that didn't waver or falter. It was as steady and enduring as the Mount Simpsons. I looked up at him, my eyes meeting his in a silent exchange of emotion. He pressed a gentle kiss to my forehead, a silent reaffirmation of his early words.
Is illuminated by the glow of the campfire. Their wide, innocent eyes sparkle with curiosity and awe as they watch the dancing flames. You will inherit my kingdom, and I will dwell in you and with you forever.
My daughter, her hair a wild tumble of curls reflecting the fire's light, tilted her head to one side, a serious expression on her young face.
What do you mean, Papa?
She asked my son, older by 2 years and wiser than his age should allow, sat quietly, He seemed to understand the weight of my words. He was a mirror image of me at his age. Dark hair, clear blue eyes, but with a wisdom that came from his mother.
I mean that one day all of this, I spread my arms wide, encompassing the sprawling landscape that lay beyond our campfire's light. We'll be yours, you will be its guardians and its keepers.
And you'll stay with us. My daughter's voice was small against the backdrop of crackling fire and chirping night creatures.
I nodded. Always, I will always be here in the way you see me now.
I gestured at myself.
I will always be with you.
How? She asked.
Through the love we share,
I replied.
Love doesn't disappear when someone is no longer there. Physically in this world, it stays with you. In your heart, in your memories. And you will join me with a new body in heaven. That love is a part of me that will always dwell within you.
She considered this for a moment before nodding her understanding. My son remained silent, but his eyes spoke volumes. The conversation lapsed into comfortable silence as we watched the fire dance and spark. My children would grow up strong and wise under my guidance. They would inherit my kingdom, this vast, beautiful land. And I would remain with them in both body and spirit, guiding them through their love for me and for the kingdom.
In that moment, under the starlit sky, with the fire crackling and my children beside me, I felt a sense of peace. I knew that my legacy would live on through them. My kingdom would be in good hands. I was not afraid of what lay beyond the horizon, because I knew that I would never truly leave them.
God and where God
glasses glowing in the firelight. That's where I worship, I confessed inside your hearts, where God lives when you choose love. Silence of the night, it was a precious moment, one that I knew would be etched in their hearts forever. I am the Father, the creator of the universe. I spoke and the cosmos sprang to life, a testament to my glory. I crafted worlds, filled them with vibrant colors and sounds, then filled them with life. My children, I have created a place for you to grow, a garden fertile and lush, teeming with beauty and wonder. And within it I placed you, my beloved children, the crown jewel of my creation. To reject love and embrace darkness, now he seeks to pull you into his world of lies and hatred. Of safety in my kingdom, yet now you walk through the house of darkness to free those who have been ensnared by our enemies' lies. Your purpose is simple yet profound. Be filled with love. The darkness with your love.
stepped into the abyss, the world shrouded in an all-consuming darkness. Our hearts pounded in our chests, our breaths caught in our throats. The sight that greeted us was one of despair. People lay broken, crushed under the weight of their own shame. Their eyes were vacant, hollow shells of their former selves. The stench of alcohol permeated the air, a potent mix of despair and regret. Men and women staggered around, their senses dulled by drink. Others huddled in corners, lost in a haze of drugs that promised escape, but delivered only more pain. One man in particular caught our attention. His body was bent and twisted from years of abuse, his eyes bloodshot and filled with a raw, unfiltered pain that pierced our hearts. We reached out to him, but he recoiled from our touch. Anger and sorrow etched deep into his features. The sight was too much to bear. We fled back to our father, tears streaming down our faces. His eyes held an infinite sadness as we poured out our experiences to him. What can we do? We asked, desperation seeping into our voices. How can we help those who have fallen so far? Our father placed his hands on our shoulders, his touch warm and comforting against our chilled skin. Love them, he said, simply show them they are worthy of love, that they are not defined by their mistakes or their pain. But how we pressed on, not understanding how such a monumental task could be accomplished. Through your actions, he explained, through your words and deeds. Show them kindness when they expect cruelty, offer them forgiveness when they expect judgment. He paused for a moment before continuing. Show them that they can be free, he said gently, that they are not bound by their past or their pain.
Such a monstrous enemy without training. What is our weapon? His hand remained on my shoulder, a steady anchor amidst the storm. His eyes held a deep and unending patience as he regarded me. Love, he replied, love is your weapon. But how do we wield it? I ask, confusion matching lines on my face. How does love conquer such chaos and despair? He smiled a gentle curve of his lips that filled me with a sense of peace. I will always be with you, he reassured me. Your first lesson is to understand that you cannot truly love without first being loved by me. His words settled over me like a warm blanket, comforting and reassuring. Tell them I love them, he instructed, his voice gentle yet firm. This is your first step, I love them just as they are, without condition or expectation. And when they sober up, I ask, tell them they are also the love of my life. He responded, his gaze steady and unwavering. Invite them to join our family and to let my light and love fill their hearts. His words hung in the air between us, a promise of hope and redemption. They will become your brothers and sisters. He continued, bound by love, you will stand together against the enemy. The gravity of his words sink into me, filling me with determination. It would not be an easy task, but with his guidance and unwavering support, I knew we could overcome. Bring my lost children home. And so, filled with his love and armed with his words, we ventured back into the darkness, ready to fight for every lost soul with the only weapon that mattered.
Call to arms, anointing us for battle against the enemy. The children and I, we were his soldiers, armed with the mightiest weapon of all, love. The Spirit descended upon us, his divine touch like warm sunshine after a bitter winter. As it enveloped us, I felt an immense power radiating from within me. It was as if a celestial fire had been kindled in my heart, burning away fear and doubt. Gone were the tremors of uncertainty that once gripped my soul. I stood tall, no longer a frightened child, but a warrior anointed for battle. The Father's love was my armor, his acceptance my shield. The enemy could no longer reach me. I was enveloped in divine protection. I stepped into the shadows with newfound courage, emboldened by the Father's unwavering faith in me. Darkness could not touch me. I was a beacon of his love, casting light into the bleakest corners of despair. The wounded souls I encountered did not frighten me. Their broken bodies and tormented spirits were testaments to the enemy's cruelty. But I carried with me more than just bandages and salvers. I brought with me the Father's healing touch. With every soul that reached out for help, my resolve hardened. I administered aid to their physical wounds and whispered prayers over their spirits. Every prayer was an arrow of light shot into the darkness, piercing the veil of despair that hung over them. One by one they rose from their places of suffering, their wounds healed, their spirits revived by the Father's love that flowed through me to them. Their gratitude was a chorus of hope in the darkness. These were not mere survivors, they were warriors rising from ashes, joining me in my holy mission. We were the Father's children, spreading his love, his light, wherever we went as we journeyed together. I witnessed the world healing before my eyes. It was as if a great wound was slowly closing, stitch by stitch, with each act of kindness, each word of comfort, each prayer whispered in the stillness. This was our war, not a battle of swords and bloodshed, but a fight for love and healing. The enemy might have had his deceptions and lies, but we had something far more powerful, the Father's unwavering love. And armed with this divine weapon, we marched on.
battle for earth began. I stood gazing upon the unfolding chaos, a soldier in the Father's army. My heart pounded in my chest, but it was not fear that drove it. It was a righteous fury, fueled by the Father's love and steeled by his faith in us. I was no longer a child, afraid of the dark and its hidden horrors. I was a warrior of the light, wielding the Father's love like a mighty sword. The enemy had reigned long enough. It was time to reclaim what was rightfully ours. All corners of the earth, the children called out to God. Their cries pierced the veil of despair and echoed in our hearts. It was a call to arms, a call for deliverance from the enemy's tyranny. And God answered like a meteor shower illuminating the night sky. His angels descended upon earth. They were majestic, their radiant forms bathed in divine light. They came not as conquerors, but as guardians, protectors of the weak and champions of the oppressed. Ooh, I saw then that we were not alone in our fight. The meek were leading this war, and we had heaven's mightiest warriors at our side. The enemy's reign of terror was coming to an end. The battle raged on yet, with each passing moment, with each clash of heavenly swords and enemy blades, it became clear we were winning. Ooh, the enemy's forces crumbled under our onslaught. His lies and deceptions held no power against the truth of our Father's love. As the final blow was struck against the enemy, a profound silence fell upon us all. It wasn't merely an absence of noise, it was peace pure and divine. The children cheered in joyous relief as they beheld their defeated foe. The enemy had fallen, his reign of terror was over. Our Father had delivered us from evil. Oh, as the echoes of our victory faded, a warm sensation spread within. Sense of peace and joy, it was a testament to his promise. His children would be loved forever, filled with the spirit of love. In the wake of our victory, we were not just survivors, we were warriors of love. Bearers of the Father's light, we were his children, forever loved and protected. And with that knowledge warm in my heart, I knew we had not just won a battle, we had won the war.